huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and welcome to a Rob's Rant. Another one. So right now, people are watching you. Whether you, if you're a property investor, estate agents are watching you. If you're a business owner, clients, customers, ambassadors, affiliates, partners, influencers, they're watching you. If you're single, there are a few people out there that are watching you. So you want to start acting like people are watching you. So let's use the example and analogy of if you're looking to raise finance. So there are millions of millionaires, 15 million, and millions of those people have a problem of, I have loads of money, what do I do with it? And those people are watching people like you who are starting disruptive businesses that they could invest in, who are building portfolios that they could invest in. So they are watching you, but what they don't do is walk up to you and go, hey, I'm a multimillionaire and I'm watching you. So as long as you don't mess things up in the next 3 months, then I'm going to hand you a nice big check. They don't do that. They don't publicize that they're watching you, waiting to see how you act and behave in public and progress before they hand their check to you, whether it's a client check or a referral check or whether it's a financing check. Now, there's this saying, which I think is a brilliant saying, which is, how you do anything is how you do everything. So those people that are watching you, which everyone is, well, when I say everyone, I mean enough people to give you everything you need in your business, they're watching for the following things. One, do they stay persistent or do they get all excited, go into a new business model for 5 seconds and then they're like, oh, the world's against me, and then try something else. So, you know, are you staying consistent, persistent? Are you staying patient? If you've been doing this for 7 minutes, you know, don't bitch and moan about the world that you're not making millions yet. I mean, many people that I mentor and train that are in our communities, you know, they've had a career for 25 years and they're now earning $5,000 a month or something. And they've been in property 5 months and they've got 3 properties and they're like, oh, this isn't happening quick enough. This is rubbish. Even though they're only a few properties away from replacing their job in, you know, the income in possibly 1/25th of the time. And you know what? If it takes 2 years or 3 years or even 5 years to build a great business, you know, or to have a passive income from your portfolio that replaces your job income, that's way quicker than the traditional route. So if you're not patient and persistent and consistent, all of those three things, then the people who are watching you are going to notice that and they're going to think, oh, well, this person just gives up all the time. Or this person is just moaning about how slow the results are. Or their biggest fear would be, if I invest in this person, in 3, 6 or 12 months, they're going to be off over here and my money's going to go off of there, over there with them. So they need to see you. They say visibility is credibility. It's a marketing quote, which I think is really important. Visibility is credibility. So, you know, if you go to one networking event and go, well, that was shit, or, oh, no one gave me £1 million, then, you know, no one's going to watch and see that you're there all the time. Because if someone sees you there once, there's still that risk that, you know, they could lend you the money and off you could go. So people need to trust you, but they're not going to trust you when you say, trust me. They're going to trust you when they see you be patient, persistent, consistent. You know, how you do anything is how you do everything. How you treat people. So the great thing about watching from a distance. So let's say I wanted to partner with you and I wanted to invest in and with you. You know, but you don't know that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at your social media comments. Do you bitch, moan, complain and argue and debate and pick fights with everyone and rant everywhere and, you know, and spray your energy all over the place? Or are you polite but challenging? Are you consistent? Do you pick your battles? Do you add value and contribute to people and help? Or are you always looking to take, take, take? Do you give value, or is it just selfie, 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 selfie? You know, so I'm watching that for a while. And then I might go online and I do a search on you. And are you on Google, page one, frequently, persistently? Are you on Amazon? Are you on Audible? Are you on iTunes? Do you have your own website? Are you on podcasts? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you on all the social media platforms? Now, if you've been doing things long enough, all of those assets almost create themselves. You know, I remember when we first started Progressive Property 11 years ago, even when you searched Progressive Property, you couldn't find us on page one of our own name. Even when you searched Rob Moore, there was a model, which wasn't me, isn't me. There's an ice hockey player, and you had to go to page two or three to find me. But because we've been doing this long enough now, there are hundreds of articles, blogs from media and assets that we've created on all of these different platforms. Now, if I'd have gone from property to personal development to stocks and shares to internet marketing to Bitcoin to all these other things, you know, sometimes people think, oh, well, I'm relentless and I've got all this energy, enthusiasm, and I'm working really hard. But, you know, have you seen that graph that goes like this? And if you're listening, it starts very shallow for a long time and it goes up really quickly at the end. And it's actually Warren Buffett's net worth. And Warren Buffett started investing when he was in his teens. He read every book on business and investing in the Omaha State Library while he was still a teenager. I think it was by the time he was 14 years old or something ridiculously young. And if you track his net worth, by the age of 50, so he'd been doing this, 36 years. By the age of 50, his net worth was 1% of what it is now. And he's probably 50 or 60 billion now. And you look at the curve of it, it seems like it's going nowhere for years and years and years, and then it goes miles. So compounding, momentum, and velocity, they're all slow at the start and fast and exciting and hyper at the end. Of course, every year you're doing it is the new end and the new end. And hopefully the end is the last year you're alive. So let me just remind you, how you do anything is how you do everything. Stop moaning, bitching, complaining, getting really impatient, getting distracted, getting demotivated, because things aren't happening overnight for you. They say that every overnight success took 10 years. Now, often people, when they get like this, it's because something bad happens. But the thing that happens that's bad is because they had a naive fantasy of how it should have been. So, you know, they make one offer for a property and they, you know, they get a rejection of the offer. Well, you have to have 9 rejections of an offer for every, you know, 10 offers you put in for every one deal you do. You know, if you're pitching your business to raise finance, well, you know, you have to have those 5 or 6 or 10 rejections to get the one offer. So be careful that you're not setting yourself up for the fail and creating your own impatience and that becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy because of your unrealistic expectations. So keep at it. Let momentum and compounding be the wind that blows behind your sails. And remember that people are watching you. So behave like they are. Everything you do, imagine people are watching you and make that one right decision. The more you help people, the more people will help you. The more you invest in yourself, the more others will invest in you. The more you believe in yourself, the more others will believe in you. Because if you don't believe in yourself, why should anyone else? So thanks for tuning in and putting up with my rant. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Go out there, have a great day. I can tell you this, of all the people I mentor and support, and it's been hundreds of thousands in the last 11 years, most of the success comes from people who are still doing it. You know, it's not that they're magic, that they're inspirational, that they were born with a gift, you know, that they have these skills and talents that you don't. It's that they're still doing it. And sometimes it's slow and steady. And sometimes it's fast for a while and slow for a bit and really good for a while results and then a bit of a sort of a flat line for a while. Many famous investors say the most important time in your investing decisions is when you decide to sit on your hands and you don't make stupid decisions. Like Mark and I buy a lot of property, as you know, but we went over a year without one single new purchase. We were still doing various pub conversions and, you know, residential conversions from larger offices, but we hadn't bought one new deal in a whole year, and we were offering on virtually everything we could. And then we got an 80-odd thousand square foot, possibly 115-unit conversion. So if we'd have got impatient, haven't bought a deal for a year, and gone, oh, I'm going to go and do something else, we wouldn't have got our next biggest deal by a long way. Progress is not linear. I wish it was. Bobby, my son, was playing better golf 7 months ago than he is now. He was putting better when he was five than now he's 6.5. But I have to understand that results are, you know, ebbs and flows and highs and lows. You know, it's a roller coaster. There's seasons to your progress and your results. And, you know, you have to sit and hibernate in the winter to enjoy the summer. We'll leave you with that one. Thanks for tuning in.